What are some common misconceptions that folks have regarding people with disabilities in either area?
I think the first thing, the misconception would be that people can't do. And that is totally just not right. Everybody has a gift. And I think in the years that I've worked with people, our job is to bring that gift out and to find out what it is and to really, you know, hone in on that. They love life. The people we work with love life. They love people. They're very, very innocent. And they're very talented and creative. One of the artists that we recently worked with was so excited. She teaches here at Wake Forest, and she teaches other artists in different avenues. And her one thought when she worked with our students was how refreshing. She didn't have to get rid of the concept, what if I do it wrong? Because they don't think that way. They're very creative, and they just go to town with their creativity.
Finding that gift and locking in on it, how do you recognize it? And then what sorts of things can you do to kind of bolster that and bring it out?
Well, at the center, at the Enrichment Center, we have visual arts, we have music, we have dance, we have drama, and it's set up like a school. So they get to try each of those different things, and your natural talents just shine. And once we find where that natural talent is, we tend to hone in on that and say, you know, you're really good. We have an artist, for instance, who's prolific in his art, and he paints furniture and does a magnificent job. And so anytime we get a piece of furniture, we know Jonathan's going to take it to course. He's going to paint it up.
You don't do something for 3 decades plus without loving your work. And I'm sure there are many things you could list as real positives from your perspective. But what jumps out at you when you just say, hey, this is what I love, what I do, what sorts of things?
When you see somebody accomplish something they didn't think they could do, the excitement is so refreshing and just, it's just awesome. I've been very, very blessed to find this work. Yeah. It's not work. It's just a lifestyle, I think, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I want to ask you, Lauren, I mean, from poli-sci and French to doing what you do today, trace that path for me a little bit.
Yeah, I always knew I wanted to be involved in the healthcare field and involved in helping other individuals. Obviously took a strange path to get there. Studied political science and French with the idea that I'd go to law school and then actually had a law professor tell me, if you're not passionate about it, don't waste your time, don't waste your money. So looked at the MPA program and studying nonprofit management. I had worked and volunteered with nonprofits throughout my high school and college careers, and so knew that let's go ahead and get that degree and go ahead and gain that knowledge so that we can move forward and help with nonprofits.
Okay, so somewhere in the back of your mind, you had a feeling that this would be where you would wind up in some capacity.
I did. I thought I wanted to be a nurse and was interested in the healthcare field, but it turned out I couldn't handle blood or needles, so wouldn't make a great nurse, so had to find a non-clinical way into that field.
Yeah, I had a phlebotomist the other day. I fit in that category, and believe me, it was painful for both of us.
Yes.
Find the vein. You're working with Make-A-Wish Central in Western North Carolina, managing 2 large regional walks, and I read roughly 10 to 15 community fundraising events a month.
Yes.
That's incredible. First off, how do you do it? And then secondly, I mean, what do you get out of that experience?
Well, a lot of those community events were ones that other organizations, schools, children, there's a new idea out there of Party with a Purpose, where instead of people bringing presents, they bring a donation for a charity. And so a lot of that was just managing the fundraisers that they were organizing. It is overwhelming, but I think the way that you kind of keep in track and keep on top of everything, and Val touched on this, is just the mission and the individuals you're working with, knowing that you're making a direct impact in the lives of others. And so I think that in all of us, that's what makes our jobs, which can seem overwhelming, and you do have to juggle and wear multiple hats, but it makes it worthwhile.
Kind of keeping your eyes on the prize.
Yes, definitely.
And impacting lives in so many different ways at the Enrichment Center, and want to kind of first give folks an overview of what all goes on there. A whole range of arts education is dance, music, some visual art there. Did I miss one? Are there arts going on there that I didn't catch?
We do sculptures and found art objects. They paint. They do mosaics. We were commissioned to do 4 mosaic benches for the Hospice and Palliative Care campus. So they did a great job with a veterans park there. They did a derivation of the American flag on the front of these benches. And on the back side, they wanted to connect with the veterans. So they put together spent casing shells into flower gardens. And in the center of each of the flowers is a different military button. So public art. We have a big mosaic wall at the center. We have a sculpture garden out front. We do dance and theater. And now we've just introduced Voice, which is a new venue for us. We have music, and I'm sure you've heard of the Enrichment Center Percussion Ensemble. Mm-hmm. They've made quite a few appearances in town and across the state, including New York. They've even traveled to New York before.
Yeah.
We teach a lot of self-help skills. Anything we can do to help people become as independent as possible, we try to do.
That's right. And that extends to even employment opportunities and that whole side of what you do, I think, would be critical in terms of empowerment.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We have a division that works strictly with people to find jobs in the community. We go in, we find the job, which is a perfect match for the individual. We train them on the job site. We stay with them until they are independent in their work. When we wean away, we are always there for the life of the job. So if the employer has a new need and they want to teach a new skill to the individual, they can call us and we can help them with that. If the individual who's working at the site begins to have a problem of some sort and he wants to call us for help, we're there to help. So we're there for the life of the job.
I was struck by the facilities themselves. Beautiful music room, some state-of-the-art sound equipment there, a nice dance studio. Describe the scene there, Lauren.
It's like a school. It's very colorful. The walls are all covered in artwork made by our students. Lots of colors. We want to make it a happy place. So it's definitely what you opened up any elementary or middle school. I think it's very similar to any other school. And it is, I guess, more of a college than an elementary, because they do get to choose their classes and how we operate on a semester schedule as well.